No.
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 What?
Because I was married for 2 fucking years.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
Fuck you, cunt.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Fuck you, cunt.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it.
What's up, everybody? It's No Sir, I Don't Like It. I'm Carmen Morales. Brian Vokey's here. What's up?
Hi.
That's my... How retarded are you, dude? And then we have a very special guest today, Mr. Akeem Woods.
Yay.
Are we supposed to acknowledge? No, we don't acknowledge.
No, Brian's the only one that ever acknowledges the camera because he's
just
crazy.
Like this. Okay. So, Akeem, tell me about living in Florida.
There are thousands of people that listen to it, and then there's like 17. 9 people that watch it. By the way, guys, if you want to, speaking of which, go subscribe to our YouTube page, even if you're not going to fucking watch us. It's a boost the number up. Yeah. Subscribe to us.
Alan got some numbs.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. She's pretty to look at. You guys should make sure. Yeah, right?
I'm kind of pretty.
There you go. Yeah. Hey. I'm sorry. I didn't know if complimenting another person would make you feel insecure. I apologize. Yeah, we have the hot, sexy Akeem Woods on tonight.
That's what I'm known for.
Little sweet number. Little dime piece, as they say. So make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube page. Also, I don't know if you guys know this. We have casually mentioned it, but we have a Patreon that you guys can subscribe to. There's 3 different tiers. There's a dollar tier where if for $12 a year, you guys can enjoy all of the free content in which we have already provided for you. And then for $5 a month, that's $60 a year. That's really not that much money. Again, scratch off tickets. Like one hand job from a massage parlor. And I think we're providing way more of a service than they are.
But sometimes you don't come from those.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's true, because sometimes they just fuck you, right? But also, a lot of times they're slaves, so maybe they should get the money too. I don't know. That's $120. But anyways, with a $5 tier, you get 50 first episodes, and you get some premium episodes that nobody is able to listen to unless you are a Patreon.
If you subscribe to the $5 level, we will give you the 50 first episodes and a DVD copy of Adam Sandler's hit movie, 50 First Dates.
Ooh.
Do you really do that? What if someone subscribes and they specifically want that?
I'm certain that will happen.
I subscribe to Patreon. Do you get my DVD?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how much do those cost? 99 cents?
So yeah, and then
I bought all of them. I have a bomb bunker that's just full of Adam Sandler DVDs and one jug of water.
This is gonna get me through it. And then for the $15 tier, you don't get anything extra. It's just a way to flex all of the people that you know digitally that you are better than they are and that you have more money.
How much is that a year?
I don't know. I didn't do the math.
15 times 12.
There you go.
Okay, well, I don't want to. I didn't come here for math.
Well, why are you asking about it then? You're trying to put me on the spot.
Yeah, I thought you guys would know. I didn't come here for that.
Nice. Well,
it's $160-something a year.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, because 12 times 12 is 144.
Yeah, 180.
This is good listening here.
Yep.
Listen to
providing a lot of great
this
content.
This podcast is called Trying to Do Math in Your Head. This is episode 4552.
And we still haven't figured out the word problem.
Now, what's the square root of our podcast?
Who gives a fuck? .com. So, Akeem.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
So much. Here's what I made a list of things that I hate.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Let's dive into it. What do you dislike?
Google Maps.
Why do you hate Google Maps? Wait. First of all, Google Maps versus Apple Maps versus Waze.
Apple. Nobody even.
I know, but
Apple
it's still enough.
Even in the conversation.
I know. Old people do. Old people do. They still use Apple Maps.
I think an actual map written on an apple would be better. Would be this. Like, oh, look at this. You take a bite out of it.
They'll get you to the general vicinity, and then you got to figure it out on your own.
Google Maps has this thing, like, because when I'm not making all this money doing comedy, I deliver for Postmates, and Google Maps has this thing where, like, it'll always take you down an alleyway. Like, it wants you to get murdered. Like,
or fucked.
I mean,
come on now.
No, I mean, yeah.
There's a lot of opportunities in alleys.
Don't be a negative Nancy.
Time.
Come on. You can get drugs in the alley. You can make new friends in the alley.
I don't do drugs. I'm down for getting fucked, but I don't do drugs. And I don't know. Google Maps is always, it'll take you to the place. And then
I bet you get a bigger tip if you take those drugs and then put them in your Postmates.
And then I call the people, and then they're like, where are you? I'm like, well, the map says I'm here. We're 10 blocks away.
It's super frustrating because it's not like it's not updated enough, maybe.
Yeah, it's not. It happens easily 10 times a day.
See, I think that's way worse with Waze. Waze is always taking you down.
Same technology now, though.
Is it? Are they all talking to each other?
Yeah, I don't use
Google
Waze.
Bought Waze.
Oh, did they?
Oh,
yeah. But then they'll fucking up everything. Can we curse?
Yes.
You've listened to the podcast. You of all people should know.
Remember.
Yeah, well, this isn't morning radio. You're fine.
Wait, there's no way you've listened to the podcast if you just asked.
I have listened to the podcast.
It's not insulting. You don't lie to me.
It's all my thing.
That's why doesn't mean you've heard it.
It's on my Podbean thing. I haven't listened. I only listen when I'm on the road, so I haven't listened in a while. But
yeah. You haven't. You were just on the road. You didn't listen.
I know, but I was.
You fucking liar!
But I wasn't driving there. I flew to Atlanta and then got a ride to Orlando.
Do you buy the Wi-Fi on the planes? Do you
God,
do that?
No.
No. No. Are you a Wi-Fi buyer on the plane?
Hell no.
I have Sprint. Those Sprint sometimes give it to you for free.
Yeah,
like,
I like to fly
first hour or something.
Delta will give you free messaging, and then I don't need anything other than that.
Delta does that shit too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want a message on the plane. I want to like look at asses and stuff.
Okay.
I just imagine Brian in a middle seat, asses for days.
Yeah, beating off.
Is it like Twitter
recharging
asses or Instagram?
Little old lady on the right, fucking a little kid on the left that they couldn't sit together. You're just in the middle staring at fucking black strippers.
Yeah, I think that it's a good example to set for the children.
To buy Wi-Fi?
No, to look at asses next to him.
While not jerking off, because then you're also just appreciating it. Then it's an art. It's not porn.
I'm just a fitness head. I just love fitness.
Okay, well, I don't believe that.
Look at me.
I mean, I am. That's why I don't believe it.
I'm in fantastic shape.
When's the last time you went to the gym?
I've never been to a gym.
Well, damn it.
He makes his own gym, man. He uses the earth as the gym.
Okay. I do push-ups. I put a Bible under one hand. And then I switch it over and I put a Bible under the other hand. Yeah. All my workouts involve the Bible. I do leg lifts with the Bibles.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every hotel room has one, so it makes sense.
Do you balance a stack of them on the top of your head for balance?
No, but that'll get into the regiment now. Mm-hmm. No, I never thought of that. But I should be working on my balance.
I also hate, which is in the same vein, because it's still related to Postmates. I hate when someone orders something from Postmates, and then you call them, and they don't answer. Or they don't answer the door. It's like, dude, you order something. Like, the app tells you how long until we
they're
high,
get there. Akeem.
Yeah, I know, but still.
That's the problem. Akeem doesn't do drugs, which is kind of the problem.
Yeah, they're high.
It's annoying, because then I have to call them, and then they're like, what? And then, I mean, on the plus side, I get free food, but still, like, sometimes they order salads. I don't want a salad.
No.
I want, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm
going to eat this fucking $19 salad.
Yeah, this Cobb salad.
And it's all vegan. Ugh.
Keep your hard-boiled eggs out of my fucking salad.
You don't like hard-boiled eggs in your salad?
No. It's just the consistency gets completely thrown off.
Is it just the egg part, or is it the yolk part specifically? Because it makes it real pasty.
You're crunching a salad, and then this smooth thing gets in your mouth, and it feels like something fell in there. I don't like it. It's a textural thing.
Like you just had a caterpillar just slimed in, and then it's just like...
No, it feels something more sinister. It's too smooth.
I think the texture is weird, too. I don't like the yolk.
In the salad? Yeah.
I don't think, like, why? Who thought of that? Like, you have vegetables and shit, and then, like, you know what this needs?
Egg.
Like,
I think that's some health shit. I don't like fruit in my salad. I don't everybody's always putting, not fruit salad, that's different.
Okay.
I'm talking about like when they put like cranberries
or
they put the tangerine shit.
Cranberries are just medicine. I'm so sick of people shoving cranberries down my throat as if they're an actual fruit.
Aren't cranberries just like grapes that like died?
No.
that's a
raisin. Dehydrated grapes are raisin.
Raisin is a dead cranberry.
Okay. I don't know fruits that well.
But it's for urinary tract infections. That's what you do. It's good for your kidneys.
Oh, yeah.
You get a UTI.
You drink. Or you just pee after you fuck and you're fine, right? That's what I do.
It helps. Yeah. You're supposed to pee after you fuck.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
You ever make the mistake and pee before you fuck?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever peed while you were fucking?
No.
You're not a,
not into pizza.
You seem like a mildly conservative guy in the bedroom.
I mean, no.
I know the word conservative made you want to throw up, but I didn't mean it ideologically. Yeah.
What he means is there's you need a gun involved when you're fucking.
Yeah. I mean, that what
I can only
going.
Come if there's a gun to my head, so I'm very conservative when it comes to sex.
Gun control. No, I don't know. Maybe.
Are you pretty meat and potatoes?
No, I had sex with a porn star on a mountain. Sorry, I feel like that's pretty dope.
On a mountain?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
On a trail?
Observatory thing.
The Griffith Observatory?
Yeah, yeah,
you
we
fucked
there.
In that thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not in it, but we fucked like...
In the parking lot?
No, in the trail. Like we did the trail and then we fucked outside like by it.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was dope.
Yeah, it's pretty adventurous. With
Mike Maverick, if you want to look him up. Porn star Mike Maverick, that's his name.
Mike Maverick?
Just like Mike
of
Maverick.
Of course it is.
And then three X's and then you'll see him. Naked.
Three
probably.
X's.
Yeah, because you know, that's
you don't want to see him with his clothes on.
There's a professional poker player who's like, God damn it.
Are you looking him up?
No.
Oh, I thought you were looking
Tyler,
up.
Tyler, I thought you looked everything up.
What are you doing,
about
Tyler? That's
on
the
pod.
Only reason why you're here is to look up the porn.
Hey, Tyler,
guys.
Pull up Mike Maverick XXX. Yeah.
Let's get him some more streams, all right? I haven't talked to him in a year. But
Tyler,
let's get
Tyler
him,
comes to the next podcast voice. Divorced because his wife went through his phone.
Oh, there's just a slew of gay porn.
I knew it.
Funny thing is, I didn't know he was a porn star until after we had sex. Because we had sex, and like 2 days later, I was watching porn, and I saw him. I'm like, what is this?
Oh, that's like seeing your friend in a commercial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh.
So I texted him, and I'm like, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I'm a bartender. I'm like, and? He's like, oh, what a porn star. I'm like, oh, okay, I saw you in such and such video.
Man, stars. Yeah, yeah. If he has a second job, he's not a porn star.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
no, stars. I think guy porn stars don't make as much money as girl porn stars.
Gay porn stars make more than...
They make more?
More than straight men do, yeah.
Who do?
Gay men make more than straight men in porn.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, I don't know why, if like why is that? Why did you immediately say yes?
Because they're the girl of gay porn.
I don't know.
And when you think of straight porn, when I watch straight porn, I think the girl should be getting a lot more money.
Well, because guys
that's why we're there. But with gay
so
porn,
you're saying,
there for the guy.
Exactly,
they're the star of the show.
Yeah,
but, but there's more than one guy. So that's what I'm saying. So is it like the tops get paid more than the bottoms?
No.
It depends on the situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to understand.
I just think with gay porn, the guy's the star of the show. With straight porn, the woman is the star
of
the
show. Yeah, yeah. That's straight men get paid the least in porn as far as if they're doing.
That's what I was thinking
porn.
Of. So
yeah,
I didn't know. But it's, so it's different in gay porn.
Yeah,
okay.
Gay porns make more. I mean, I don't know how much they
guys
make,
in straight porn are essentially extras or stand ins.
Kind of, essentially, yeah. Because no one's watching straight
that's
porn.
That's not true.
I mean, I don't
that's
know.
That's not true at all. Because
I mean,
nobody watches
porn so
with fucking small dicks. So they still have to bring something to the table.
That's fair.
Yeah, if they have a genre cock. If they have a genre cock, they should deserve a little bit more money.
That's fair. Did you look up
a
Mike
genre
Maverick?
Cock?
Yeah.
What is a genre cock?
Like a really big dick or a really
a little small
dick.
Small
like
dick,
people who
yeah.
have fetishes that like type and shit.
Exactly what you wanted.
Did you find him?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's him. That's the dude that I slept with on the mountain.
They're always so shredded.
Is he a Latin fella?
Yeah, he's mixed. He's black. He's black and white.
Oh, okay.
Black and
because he looks like Puerto Rican.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what happens with olive skin people. They're all like, he looks like a list of other olive skin ethnicities.
Make sure you clear your hard drive.
It's a pretty regular cock.
Yeah, I didn't say it was like a mammoth. I just said
I was picturing something else in my head, I guess.
I'm sorry, my sex didn't lead up to your fantasy. What are we doing?
Did you
I'm
want
unimpressed.
To, you wanted a Kim? You wanted a Kim to come in sitting on a bag of frozen peas,
yeah,
just like
is that what he thought?
Wait, but I'm assuming you fucked him.
It was both. But
wow.
You switched. See, I was I pictured you as a top.
I am, but if the dude's hot, I don't care.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
a little switch. That makes sense.
I've been the same way. Like I've if the girl's hot enough, she can strap on and get in there.
Is that do women like doing that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ooh, it's a power thing.
Modern young women love pegging.
Okay. Do you get to pick the size of the dildo, or do they just pick whatever they want?
I don't have that much experience, so I've never, and nobody's ever opened up like a suitcase full of different kinds of strap-ons.
A, B, C, like it's an evidence-based
evidence case.
Yeah. I wasn't paying for it at the time. Yeah, okay. You know what I mean?
I just picture like one of those silver suitcases from Men in Black, and you open it up, and there's each individual cutout of a styrofoam for each individual dick.
I just pulled
dick.
That little cricket. And, right, this is what you get.
This is the second podcast I did, and I immediately went to sex. So that's good.
Well, you said you fucked a guy. I started it. I said you were conservative in the bedroom.
You said that I was a little pansy in bed.
I said conservative. There are some wild pansies.
You can't.
There are some wild
guys,
pansies.
Guys, you can't say pansy anymore, okay? Why? It's very offensive.
Is it? To who? To pansies? Like, who cares? I don't even know what a pansy is.
What is a pansy going to do? Google. Beat me up?
Look up pansy. I want to know what a pansy is.
It's a flower.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe him.
You mean slangily?
Slang, yeah.
That's
slangly.
Not a word.
It was a term that was used for like calling somebody gay.
Oh, because flowers are
no,
feminine.
No, it's just pussies.
No, pansies used to be like it was like same kind like how fag is used.
Yeah. It's fag worse or pansy? Probably fag.
Yeah. The pansy's old timey.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I was being silly because nobody says pansy anymore.
Yeah. You're right. What kind of flower is it? A pretty flower?
A violet.
Tyler's
ooh.
Just looking at panzers, like old Nazi rifles.
It went from a gay porn star to pansy. You're really. I apologize for what I'm making you.
Oh,
look
they're
on.
Pretty. Pansies are pretty.
Yeah. Pretty.
So
you're pretty. Oh, okay. Take, see, mm-hmm. Well, back to me.
Take Google Maps down a notch. We've already done that.
Oh, we did that already? People complain about Google Maps already?
No, you did.
Oh, okay.
We got into it. I'm just saying. Okay. You know, Waze was Google Maps was bought by Waze, and now
why do you know this?
I don't know. I just
okay. This is curious.
People have been asking me a lot of that lately on the podcast.
Why do you know that?
Why do you know this? And I'm like,
he just reads a lot of shit that's on a screen.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like talking to people, so I sit in corners and read things.
That's good.
Yeah. I have a better conversations with myself about the stuff I read instead of conversing with other people.
What's on your list, Akeem? What's next?
I hate gay white people.
Mm-hmm.
All of them?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's get specific.
I hate gay white people who act like black women, but then don't fuck white black dudes. I know that's a really long, specific thing.
Wait, say it one more time, because I think I already thought of an example of this person.
I hate gay white men who are in their profile.
Yes, bitch,
yeah,
yes.
Exactly. But they would never fuck a black guy. Which is stimulating black women, but they won't fuck anyone outside the race at all. Like, they're racist. I hate racist white
gay men.
Dudes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But specifically, if they act like a black... I mean, you're emulating our culture...
But you won't fuck it? Yeah.
Like,
right.
Yeah, that pisses me off a lot.
So it's like, you can't even make me a fetish, bitch?
Yeah.
You
know? I just,
fetishize me, like, motherfucker.
I just hung out with a dude. This is in Atlanta. And he's like, and he went to one of my shows or whatever. He's like, yeah, he's like, inside, I'm a black woman. I'm like, no, I'm like, that's not how this works.
You know,
I never understood that.
You're a white man.
How do people?
Through and through.
Yeah.
Listen, I have a lot of
and
thoughts.
And then he wouldn't sleep with me. I'm like, you know what? This is ridiculous. So.
I get, like, having fucked up thoughts like that where, like, for a moment you think, on the inside, I'm a black woman. Yeah. But, like, how with the internet and with social media, how have you not processed that you just keep that to yourself?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't get, like, I'm not saying you have to be a good person.
Yeah.
But how have you not learned how to act like a good person?
Yeah, fake it, dude. Fake it.
You know what I mean?
Make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I hate gay white people.
That's a real thing I've noticed, and I'm sure this is not the best thing to say, but I've noticed a lot of white lesbians act like rappers. And you can't say anything about it because apparently the gay thing, but it's like, come on. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot around LA where you, like, they, like, talk with their hands like this, and they, like, got, like...
In that same vein, I hate gay white people who want to be... who play up the oppression. Me and Godfrey were just talking about this, actually, and...
Gilbert.
No.
I don't like gay people when they're being racist. Let me finish before you get mad.
The black Caffrey.
Affleck.
That nigga from the Duck commercial. Just the regular nigga. This is me.
Which is what makes it weird, though, is because in the cis world, like, if you're straight or whatever, then you're not supposed to emulate anybody.
Yeah.
But when you're gay, it's
Billie
okay.
Billie Eilish. Nobody seems to give a fuck about that.
I don't know who
poor
that
Iggy
is.
Azalea went through the ringer with that shit.
Oh, is that new trick?
Yeah. Yeah. Iggy Azalea got blasted for cultural appropriation and all that shit. Then Billie Eilish comes out and everybody's like, she's dope. And I'm
really?
She's acting black and she's a rich white girl from L.A. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I don't know who that is. I need to get in.
Poor Iggy Azalea, who was way hotter, by the way.
Is that why you're defending her?
Well, she's of age.
Yeah. Oh, that's fair, too. What is she, 17, the other one?
Yeah, she's like Marilyn Manson.
But that's the other
Gucci.
Thing, too, is in the cis world, it's not rapping. In the straight world, it's not okay for you to fetishize anybody. So in the gay world, it's like, you ain't even fucking us?
Yeah.
But in the straight world, it's like, you can't just fuck us. You have to also, like, appreciate and respect us.
In that
know?
Same vein, I got into an argument about this. Remember when that Kevin Hart thing happened?
Yeah.
When he's like, I don't want my son to be gay. And he did the post, whatever. So I posted a joke post about it. I'm like, I'm not mad at Kevin Hart. I don't want my son to be straight. I'm not raising some pussy fucker. Like, I posted this joke about it. Got a bunch of likes. And I got an argument with like 3 or 4 gay white men who are like, he's homophobic, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, dude, first of all, it was a joke. And second of all, you guys have to realize that as gay white men, you're still, if you went back in the closet, you're back to number one.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you got. Like, if you live most of your life as a.
That's the whole shit. You can still hide it. Like, whenever white gay dudes are always just like, oh, I'm the same as you, black guy. And it's like, no, bitch, you can. You can hide.
Yeah, you came out, like, what, 10 years ago? Like, for 20 years, you were just living your best life. And then you decided, this is too easy. Let me skip a little. And then you decided to skip a little. And now it's like, oh, no, I'm being oppressed. Like,. Yeah, I got the big argument back and forth with this dude, and he just didn't understand my point of view, so we just stopped talking. But like this huge argument with another, and he's a gay comic, a white gay comic, and we got into this back and forth. He's like homophobia, blah blah blah. I'm like, dude, this joke was 10 years ago.
Yeah,
he's a black dude 10 years ago. You think what?
Yeah.
Oh, have you seen Def Jam, motherfucker?
Yeah.
There's been way more homophobic jokes than Kevin.
That's
Hart
what I'm saying. Like, it was just
a
tweet from 10 years ago. And like, well, and we don't need to break it down because Dave Chappelle already broke it down in better, more articulate than any of us ever could.
Yeah.
In that,
I wage to disagree, but that's fine.
What? You didn't? Who broke it down better?
He's him, clearly.
Go ahead.
My bad. Let's take Dave Chappelle down a peg, right? Nope. His new special drops are now.
Tomorrow,
now it's, yeah, it's now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know when this airs. So
yeah,
also,
be,
just
it's already
who
out.
Gives a fuck? Even if Kevin Hart is homophobic, move on. There's 7 billion people in this
and
world.
It was 10 years ago.
Who gives a fuck? And also,
you
I
see
hate
Sarah
this idea.
Silverman also just recently got in trouble too.
Oh, she's always getting in trouble.
She lost a movie deal over a tweet.
What'd she say?
I don't even remember. I didn't finish
but
reading.
It was probably funny.
She's one of my favorites. I want to meet her.
Oh, I think it was the blackface thing. She did blackface or something like that.
There's no way that came. She's had that scandal 7 times. There's no way that came back
again.
She
lost the movie.
Are you sure? Why did they wait so dramatic? Everybody's so dramatic. Like
day one of production, and then they pulled the plug on it.
Oh my god, dude! Just don't like nobody. Everybody knew. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, weird. But I guess the PR team didn't know. Like, that's the other thing, too, is, like,
knew.
If you're going to...
Her
if you're
PR
gonna
team knew she did that. She did it on
not
Comedy
Central.
Not her
PR team. The PR team for the production.
It was the blackface after they pulled it?
Yeah, I think
but
so.
But she's had that scandal, like, 7 times.
Yeah.
And also, the context of that sketch isn't, like, black people are jokes. That wasn't the context of it.
I've never seen the sketch.
But that's
it's
the thing.
It's a very funny show. You ever saw the Sarah Silverman program?
No.
I think that was called Sarah Silverman Show.
The one on Hulu?
It was on Comedy Central.
Oh no, I never watched
it. It was a very funny show.
Huge fan, never watched that.
That's the only reason I asked.
Biggest fan ever. Love it to death. Never seen that show.
I don't know what you're like, the only thing you thought you saw her in was Saving Silverman.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, wait, Josh, she wasn't even in that.
I just adore her as a stand up. I've never seen anything besides her specials.
Yeah.
Speck of Dust I thought was great. Was that the most
But then what's
one?
Even funnier
okay.
is
was that the one?
Is Whoopi Goldberg had Ted Danson when they were together go on national television in blackface and
that
it
wasn't
was her
on
idea.
National television. That was in the Friars Club and then they took pictures and People Magazine published the pictures. It wasn't on national television.
I thought it was filmed.
No, there might be film footage of it, but it was a private
but
event
it was the
Friars Club.
It never came out is what you're saying. The People footage never came out.
Well, it might have been leaked, but it wasn't for TV.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
As a side note, this peach drink is amazing.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's plum, but good. I'm glad you like... Akeem goes, give me a fucking fancy hot tea.
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't know.
I was like, hey, what's the most pretentious thing you guys got here? And they were like, oh, a plum oolong tea? Would that work? And I was like, yeah, that
oolong.
Sounds.
Ooh, what is it, oolong?
It's ooh good, is what it is.
Google oolong. I want to know.
That finger.
That was very demeaning. But that's what I meant.
It's a Chinese smoked black tea.
Oh, it's good.
You know so many things.
Mm. Fun facts. Mm. He's great on a first date. Can't get a second one, though.
Don't know how to get booked.
Ooh, you email bookers over and over every Monday and Tuesday. That's what I do.
Oh, thank you. Keem Wood saves my career. You're listening to Keem Wood saves your career.
Yeah.
Episode one.
What else? Only one. That's the only one.
What else don't you like besides racist white gay dudes?
I hate people on Tinder who have like...
Use Tinder?
I do. I use Grindr if I'm trying to fuck, but I use Tinder if I'm trying to like
date,
fucking cuddle.
Yeah. Oh, you want to stay the night with Tinder and Grindr? It's like, I'll see you.
The hotel
see
sucks. Yeah, yeah, use Tinder if the hotel sucks in the town.
This is ridiculous. Yeah,
I'm not staying in this courtyard.
I've legit.
Courtyard's nice.
Working on the road, I've legit slept with dudes because I'm like, this hotel sucks. And I've legit just
Of course.
Yeah, it's great. I hate people who in their bio like, I'm looking for somebody funny, blah, 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 blah.
Nobody's looking for anybody funny. Looking,
especially gay dudes, because they're all looking for like ripped muscle dudes.
Yep.
I just hate that I don't have muscles, I guess, because can I hate that? Like, I don't know.
I hate that I don't have muscles and I don't care enough to get them.
No, I started working out, but I hate it. And I really do. And people who love working out, I hate them because you shouldn't like it. It's not fun. Nothing.
It's work for no reason other than vanity. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like or health. Yeah, health too. Yeah.
But I started working out. Literally, I'm only working out because I'm trying to fuck a dude who works out. Like, that's it. Like, if he's like, I'm not into muscles, well, fuck that, me either. Like, I do the stairs, the Culver City stairs that Preacher does.
Yeah.
I started doing them like a month ago, and I feel good, but who cares? I don't have the muscles yet. I don't care about feeling good.
No, it's awful.
And I wake up and I can breathe, whatever, but like I don't have.
All it's doing is prolonging your life, which is a stupid idea. You know what I mean?
It's so dumb. Like, I worked out with Preacher once and I threw up afterwards. That's the shape that I'm in.
I've thrown up after watching a video of Preacher working out.
We did this, and I'm like vomiting because I had Little Caesars pizza before, which was a bad idea in retrospect. I also hate Little Caesars pizza.
How are you going to get mad at Little Caesars? They're the bottom of the barrel, and they know that.
But it's fine.
It's the box, but with some cheese on it. They just sell you the box and throw some cheese on it. That's why it's $5.
You don't hate Little Caesars. You hate the economic class you're in right now.
I mean, if we're going to deep into it, I mean, yes. But also,
I feel the same way. Too. I feel subjugated to Little Caesars.
I have to get Little Caesars. Yes. That's what I hate.
That's where
at least it's not Hungry Howie's, guys. At least it's not Hungry Howie's. You know what I mean?
Is Hungry Howie's worse?
Yes.
I don't think I've been to Hungry. Know who's the worst? CeCe's Pizza.
Oh yeah,
the buffet.
Oh man,
we used to have contests there.
Oh my god!
Oh, to see how much you could eat.
Yeah. We used to go there after church back when we were church going people. Yeah. And it was bad.
Dude, they give military free, so I would walk
in
my
God,
uniform
really?
And I would just
like
destroy it. Yeah, macaroni and cheese
just
pizza was my
diarrhea.
Favorite.
That's
see,
awesome.
I went with people who there wasn't a contest, but they would still eat it like there was a contest.
Yeah.
And you could get really good numbers in the contest because you didn't eat the crust because that's how you counted. How many? So like,
that's a great move.
The crust is the best part. I mean, maybe not.
It doesn't have any of the shit on it.
It's good though. It has like Domino's has like the little
the little cheese, burnt cheese on it. Yeah,
they have the little I don't know what this means.
the Parmesan.
You're just turning Italian.
They got a little spicy. They put a little seasoning on the bread.
Yeah, I don't like stuffed crust bread though. I don't like stuffed crust pizza, which is weird.
Do you like mozzarella sticks?
I do.
So it's just a context thing.
Yeah.
Because you do like cheese stuffed in some shit.
Yeah, but with mozzarella sticks, it's like...
It's just breaded.
It's fried.
But there's no bread.
Yeah.
It's breading.
What'd you eat for breakfast today? I'm interested in your diet.
Oh, it's not
I hate salads.
It's not good. I had... I'm trying to start eating better, but our fridge is... Our fridge doesn't work at the moment, so I can't buy groceries. But we're moving out on the 28th, so it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I had... a Jack in the Box, the 2-for-4 biscuits.
Jack in the Box 2-4 biscuits.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on this whole Popeyes situation?
Yo, that is a dope sandwich. And I
is
should,
it?
Yeah, because I got
I'm
it,
so checked out. I don't know so what it's all good. About.
But literally, there's a, first of all, there's a 24-hour Popeyes by my house because I live in the ghetto. And it makes me so mad that it exists, but it's always packed. I'm like, you guys are great marketers, but also you're racist.
It's also like 3 a.m. It's 3 a.m. and it's still packed. Like, how the fuck?
Literally, I took a video. There's a line down the street. And it's literally like 1:30 in the morning. And it's just... Genius marketing.
Dude, have you been on World Star? There's been so many fights at a Popeyes this last week. Yo, dude, I've been laughing
if
my
you
ass
hop
off.
On the 110,
oh, it's so funny.
If you hop on the 110, the entrance into South Central right by USC campus, there's a Popeyes.
Yeah.
And then if you go to the other side leading into Inglewood, right when you get off, there's a Popeyes. Yeah. So like on each pipeline
they're
of South Central, there's a Popeyes. There's
they're
a Popeyes.
Geniuses and they're racist. And they're, but I mean, they're right because we love some chicken. Yeah, I think it's dope because I don't eat at Chick-fil-A, and not because the gay thing, because they don't have a dollar menu. And
yeah.
I'm poor. And yeah, I'm poor slash gay. Before
the poor goes
poor
before
first.
Gay. Yeah,
I had Chick-fil-A last night in on Sunset, and you know, over by in
the only Chick-fil-A in like Hollywood. Yeah,
and what a weird scene late night fast food is in Hollywood because you just have like whores in $10,000 worth of clothes. Next to just homeless people. And
you know what's funny about that Chick-fil-A is it's mostly gay people that work there. That's the shit that is hilarious to me. Chick-fil-A is anti-gay.
Teenagers.
Every time I've been there, it's always just like, yes, bitch, what you need? Like, it's always been like that. It wasn't white, though, so it's not the one you hate.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Spanish
or yeah, it was
Spanish?
A Spanish dude. And
that's some East Coast shit.
Yeah.
Call them Spanish. I've been in California too long. We just call them all Mexicans out here, but over on the East Coast, it's like, oh, some Spanish chick was yelling at me. It's like, none of them are from Spain.
I probably
Puerto
never
Rican.
Met a Spanish person. Yeah, but like,
that's not true. I'm Spanish.
I've met one Spanish. I met your family, too. So I've met how many people are at Carmen's fucking Thanksgiving and Christmas party. Those are the Spanish people that I've met.
That's a Def Jam staple. Where are my Spanish people at?
Mm-hmm.
And then people go nuts.
Yep. Or my Latino. They always say Latino
in
urban shows. Where
well,
my Latino people
at?
Yeah. Oh, I hate.
Ooh,
like
this
hate,
shit. What's up?
Ugly dudes.
Okay, I'm right here.
Who get,
easy.
Who get so who like
don't think, know they're ugly and
no,
they have
who think
an ego?
Trying to fuck. Who like ugly dudes who are also very homophobic? It's like, dude, I'm gay, not blind. Like, I'm not trying to fuck you. Like, it'll be the ugliest dude that comes to me after shows, after I did a show and I talk about being gay and being a hoe or whatever. It'll be the ugliest dude who's like, oh, man, I'm not with that gay shit. But I'm like, dude, I wasn't looking at you. Like, the entire show, I was never looking
It's always
you.
The ego on these motherfuckers, the arrogance.
Like, they just think every gay dude, like this song from, like, any gay dude, like, oh, all these gay dudes are trying to fuck me. No, they're not.
That's
bad. No gay dude wants to, no gay dude wants to fuck you. Like, women don't want to fuck you. Gay dudes don't
want to
fuck
Nobody
you.
Wants
Animals
to fuck
don't
you.
Want to fuck you. Like, no one wants to have sex with you.
That's probably why. I think that's what that is. They're projecting because, like, if women don't want to fuck because women don't want to fuck them, they're like, well, with these gay dudes, I bet want to fuck me. Yeah. And I don't want them to. How about that? No. I can say no, too.
Nobody fucks them, and then they go to a Walmart and shoot it up.
I mean, hopefully. I don't shop at Walmart anymore.
That's the narrative.
I'm a Target guy now.
You're a Target guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Upgraded.
Your fridge doesn't work. You're
a
Walmart
guy. The point is,
okay?
Because there's no Walmart in town.
I thought you were more of a Kmart guy.
No dollar menu, but you're a Target guy?
I thought you were more of a Kmart guy because there's a Little Caesars inside the Kmart.
Oh, God. Is there? That's sad. Oh, that's so sad. I just had another point, and now I lost it.
What?
Dang it.
About the guys that straight guys?
Oh,
ugly,
yes,
straight, homophobic, straight, straight guys?
I don't like straight dudes that go to gay bars.
Yeah, I'm
Why?
With you on that.
Because it's just
for the free drinks.
Yeah, well, not because of the free drinks, because like they're there to find women, and it's like, dude, because I'm terrible at finding out who's gay. Like I talk about it on stage, but I have really bad gaydar. I'm really bad at telling someone's gay, so I just hit on everybody and hope for the best. But
right.
But if I'm in a gay bar, I like to think that's where we. I was like, everyone here is gay, so that I can skip that part of the dating process. Because for me, the hard.
Why
part
is
about,
it cool if straight chicks go?
I'm
not trying to fuck a chick.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. Well, he said everybody here is gay.
The whole premise is about him fucking.
That's the whole thing. And it's like, because the hard part about dating is like, I'm attracted to just regular dudes. And if I see a dude in the street, I can't, I don't know if he's gay. And it's hard to say, hey, dude, you do dick stuff. Like, I can't just, yeah, I can't yeah. just do that. Because most dudes are cool. Some dudes are cool, but some dudes are so homophobic that if you hit on them, they get, like, they're, like, they start thinking, like, what the fuck am I doing that's gay? Why am I doing that? You're not doing anything. You're just hot. Like, just, like
yeah.
Like, you're not
just
doing
like,
anything
yeah,
that's
you
gay.
Just got enough symmetry yeah. on your face where I'm like, I would fuck that thing.
You just look good, and I, like, but people don't get that. So when I go to a gay club, which I don't go to often, but whenever I go, I like to think that everybody in that club is like, all right, all these people are into dudes, so I can just hit on them, and I don't have to, I can skip over the prying questions like, oh, hey, so what do you think about women? Like, I don't have to do that. I can just go straight to, hey, what's up? Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Let me get you a drink or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that tells me you don't use
yeah,
that line.
I don't. But yeah. I was hitting on this dude.
Hello, Little Caesars.
I was hitting on this dude at a gay club because they had a show, and I did the show, and then afterwards I just hung out or whatever. And he was straight, and he was like, we were talking the whole time, and he offered me to buy me a drink. I'm like, oh, dude, no thanks, I don't drink. So we're talking or whatever, and then we were talking about something, and he brought up, oh, yeah, me and my girlfriend went there. And I'm like, girlfriend as in, like, this is my girlfriend or girlfriend.
Like how I'm your
yeah,
girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah. Or girlfriend, like, y'all are sleeping. He's like, oh, no, I'm straight. I'm like, well, then what are we doing? Like, you just wasted 20 minutes of my time.
Well, that's also some bullshit-ass dude shit. Like, why can't you just be friends with this dude?
Yeah.
Be friendly.
Me?
Yeah, why can't you just be friendly with
friend. I have a bunch of friends that I want to fuck and can't fuck. I don't want those anymore. Like, this is so many.
It's that friend zone shit.
I have
shit,
a
that
lot
shit
of straight friends who, yeah. I would sleep with, but I won't because they're straight. And I've collected a lot. And
if
I don't
you're
want
making
anymore.
New, if you're making new friends after the age of 20, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, I'm 28. Like, I don't need a hot. I don't need a new guy friend that I can't. Yeah, no. That can't. Like,
it's a Rick
dick.
Ingram
like,
joke.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's true. There's a reason why it's a Rick Ingram joke.
I don't know who that is.
He's a very funny comedian.
Very, very funny comedian.
Yeah. So I don't need new men friends that mm-hmm. I'm not like trying to sleep with.
Yeah, I don't need any no new friends.
So yeah, stop going to gay clubs.
Easy,
guys.
Drake.
If
no
you go
new
to,
friends.
If you go to a gay
no
club,
new friends.
I don't know that either.
You gotta be gay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's,
I mean, I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. In fact, I do think that like guys
but what if you
go to gay
a...
bars and they're just like, ooh, look at me, like how progressive
yeah,
and exotic
yeah.
this is or whatever. So get
it's
the
like,
fuck out of here.
No,
I don't think it's always that. I think sometimes it's gay clubs are just like way more fun.
I disagree.
I think the
I've had so
I,
much
no,
fun.
No, hold on.
I've had so much
fun,
more fun.
I think the fun for women. Yeah, I think the fun for women because like a bunch of dudes are trying to give you
straight
dick.
Guy fun.
I think that's way more fun for women because a bunch of dudes are trying to fuck you and you can have fun and dance or whatever. But for men,
no.
For straight men, why the fuck are you there? Like, what are you getting out of here?
I don't like it when gay dudes get mad if I'm in a gay club.
Oh no, I think that's stupid. I think women should definitely all women can be in gay clubs, but men, you gotta suck dick. And like, there should be.
But wait. Say you're out to dinner with some of your friends,
yeah.
some gay, some straight, and then everybody wants to go to the gay bar. Then what? Because now they're your friends. It's like a group of friends. It's not just two straight dudes. They're like,
it's time to swallow your pride and admit that you don't get to do everything all the time.
I think I agree. I don't think.
All right, straight.
Maybe,
yeah.
maybe we just
all
right,
leave
y'all at the door. And
you just start calling them sissy boys? C-I-S-E-S-Y?
What if Akeem and I were really good friends and I had a clan meeting? I had a clan meeting coming up.
I love how you said, what if I liked Akeem? Yeah. What if we had an off chance that we were friends?
I love that you went to the friend part
yeah,
and not
yeah,
the clan
yeah.
part.
Yeah,
that's real cute.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even give a fuck. You know what's funny is, God, you Orlando people are such landmines for me. I brought Preacher up on stage the other day.
Oh,
is,
did you?
And I was like, this is what you guys are going to love him. He's one of my best friends in comedy. He's like, in comedy, bro? he's like, bro, we talk about life. You know my mother.
That's Preacher, yeah.
And then he called me
I mean,
later.
Everyone knows his mom, but yeah.
Yeah.
He called me later that night. He's like, hey, I got something to talk to you about. Do you have time for your comedy friend or do you have a real friend you need to talk to?
That sounds exactly like Preacher.
And it's so funny that now he's trying to strong arm you into being more than a comedy friend too. He's just trying to bully you into being a better friend.
We are legit friends.
I know.
I don't know if I believe that. Okay, so back to this hypothetical clan meeting that I may or may not be invited to.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you were like, hey, we're all going to go to the gay bar, I'd be like, I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah.
I don't belong there. And you'd be like, well, I'm sorry, it's a clan meeting. Like, I love you, but it's a clan meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense,
fair.
Right?
No, I mean, it's the way you put it is terrible. But like, But I agree.
Because like, it's just an analogy.
Well, I don't know what a straight dude's gonna do at a gay club. Like, I don't get. Like, what would you do there? Because I'm there to try to fuck someone.
Well, and they drink, blah, motherfucker. Blah, blah, blah. Like, not everybody is sober like you.
I mean, yeah, you're right. But you could just drink at a straight club.
Yeah, or just a club.
But that's the whole thing. It's like if everybody's together. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't mind. Then it's just
there's a premise.
I'm all about separation.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Well, because then it's like, that's hey, I'm going to go dance and try to fuck. Yeah, you guys go watch sports or do whatever you do.
Because what are you guys going to do? Oh, see how many gay people are going to buy me drinks? Like, a lot maybe, but that's not the point. The point is, I'm sad. Because now you get people buying you drinks, not buying me drinks. But I can't drink anyway. But the point is, and if you're better looking than me, then you're cock blocking. Brian, you're fine. But like, if it's somebody, somebody who's like super hot, like now everyone's talking to fucking preacher. Preacher doesn't want any of this. Yeah. And now I'm over here like, hey guys,
hi.
I'll blow you. Preacher won't. I promise.
You just have to get sluttier just because of the ratio.
Just because he's so muscular. I'm like, hey guys, but he won't. He's like, hey, but I am.
Right.
Do it. His butt doesn't do anything. It's just a regular butt. As if gay dudes have different butts, but you guys. You guys get the thing that I'm saying?
Sure. It's there's a premise to a gay bar. You know what I mean? That's the thing. Yeah, you got to respect the premise.
In the bathroom. Like, what straight dude wants to see a dude blow someone in the bathroom? Like,
I know. I used to do comedy all the time.
I'm so tired of hearing that premise from those comics in the 90s.
It's a real fucking thing,
what
though.
Premise, though?
Huh?
What's the premise in the 90s?
Oh, going to a gay bar and then there's always guys blowing each other in the bathroom.
The bathrooms are insane at gay bars.
That happens at gay bars.
I used to do comedy in San Francisco at the Eagle Tavern, which is the first leather bar on the West Coast.
Leather.
But I'm saying it's not. I get it. I get that it really happens.
But it's also like, who cares?
But it's also like, motherfucker, you're the one. You're the straight dude that went to the gay bar.
Exactly.
Why are you being weirded out by gay shit?
Don't go to our word and then complain about it. Yeah. I agree. That's stupid.
Yeah. Sometimes you get booked in gay bars, and then and I would do stand up. I have no problem at doing it, but I would definitely go to the bar next door to use the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean that's fair. I mean, there's literally a gay bar called Mickey's on.
I've done stand up there
a bunch of times. Yeah.
No, online it's food bar, and they used to have a stand up show there as well. Mm-hmm. But every Thursday they have Big Dick Thursday, and it's literally where everybody in the room takes a they take Polaroids of their dicks. And then they put them up all around the room, and then whoever has the biggest dick gets like free drinks all night. That's a legit thing they do every Thursday.
Rules.
Thursday.
That is so cool.
Every Thursday out at food bar.
They don't have Big Tit Thursday.
Yeah.
That's bullshit, man.
So yeah, gay bars.
Yeah, because tits get
aggressive
to a point where they're disgusting when they get too big. But like, there's never no
I think
dick
that's to you specifically.
No, I'll show you some shit that will make you throw up.
I don't doubt that you can pull several things up that could make me throw up,
but
based
like
on your search history.
A dick never gets disgustingly big. It just gets beautifully big.
Yeah, that's fair. Dicks, big dicks are pretty cool.
But that's a great.
As I'm twiddling my thumbs, yeah, dicks are pretty. Dicks are great.
big fan.
Big fan.
That's a great thing, though. I like to hear that that's going on.
Yeah, every Thursday. So if you ever want to see a slew of dicks, Thursday, foo bar, I think 8 o'clock.
Well, now you're trapping me. You told me you didn't like me at the bars, and now you're inviting me.
I'm just saying, if you're curious about your sexuality, that'll help you. That'll
figure it out.
That'll lead you whichever way you need to lead.
Yeah, if you're watching porn and you're staring at the dick the whole time.
Yeah. Maybe reevaluate what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how much fun it would be if there were two dicks instead of just the one.
Do you ever get mad about the fluidity explanation of sexuality, like where it's not gay or straight, it's just like, meh. Yeah, you don't like that one.
I don't like.
It's another conservative rant.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait till he starts going in on immigrants.
I mean, they're taking our jobs. Like, what are we going to do? Like, I want to be a janitor, but I can't because Pablo. Anyway, I don't want to be a janitor. Yeah. I don't like.
You say you're queer. You've never been butt fucked, and you're taking stand up spots from you.
I don't like people who are very effeminate, like men, straight men who are very effeminate and they have all these qualities of gay men and then they're not gay, because that's like, it's like a false positive. Like, I'm like, all the signs in my head are like, oh, I should pursue this dude because he's clearly gay. Like, he's fucking dancing and he's having fun and he's happy. Like, that's, those are gay
ugh
things. I know.
I think you just said the things that would describe the tits Brian would show me to make me throw up. You just said that and I almost made him throw up.
And I don't know. I mean, obviously sexuality is a spectrum, blah, blah, blah. But I think it's...
You can blame straight women for the femininity of men.
I think it should just be... It's pretty straightforward. I think gay people are gay and straight. I don't... I mean, I can know those are bi people, but like...
Say it. Say it so I don't have to.
I'm gonna get taken off all the gay shows that I have booked, which is fine because it's
yeah,
because
they're all straight people pretending to be gay.
I just found out that a dude that I was into was bi, and I
did bum you out.
Yeah, it bummed me out because, okay, first I thought I was into him, and then but he was straight. Like, am I having straight? I'm like, all right, so I'm going to stop pursuing him because if he's straight, it's like, it doesn't matter what I do. I can get as ripped as possible. He doesn't like dick. I have a dick. He likes pussy.
Right.
I'm not going to go get a pussy. So, like,
it's sure. A math equation.
Exactly. Got it. Like, there's no way we can ever be with, like, because he's straight. But then I found out that he's bi, and I'm like, oh. So he likes dick, just not my dick.
So you just don't like personal rejection.
Correct.
That's sad.
I was just sad about it. Because I was fine with you not liking me because I'm a man and you'll never like men. But now that I know that you like men and just not me as a person, right. That hurts way more.
Rude?
Exactly. Like...
But that's also some ego shit where you're just like, if you like dick, you have to like my dick.
Correct.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's just funny. It's very funny.
Ain't a damn thing wrong with that.
But I just don't know. Because everyone says like there's like a percentage, like, but I'm like 100% gay. Like, I've never been attracted to women in a sexual way.
You're like breastfeeding, you're like, ooh.
I mean, I don't remember.
Mommy, no.
I've never seen a naked woman. I've seen two naked women, and both times, like, this isn't for me. So, and I feel like it's the same way for some dudes who are just like, I've never seen a dick, and like, ooh, maybe I'll give it a shot. Right? So, I mean, but I guess it's fluid. I don't know.
No, it is. It's fine. Everybody can fuck whatever they want, but it's just like, you know, it is opening a massive amount of new doors of rejection.
Yeah.
And that's actually what I was going to say, so I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Fuck whoever you want who gives a shit, but, like, just fuck me.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. Put that on a t-shirt. Yeah. Yeah. It's long as hell, but, like,
fuck whoever you want. I don't care.
As long as I'm
me.
Involved, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the butt spelled
it's two
T-T's.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you guys can buy this T-shirt on nosirpod.com.
That's so funny.
Are you single, Brian? This isn't. I'm not asking for me. I know that was weird. Fucking segue. We just did this slew of gay things. I'm like, oh, you want to go out? Like, what are we doing?
I'm scared. I'm very, very, very single. I've been hanging out with people lately, and I just don't like it.
Could you qualify that? What is very, very, very?
So I just could not be less interested. Okay. I'm like forcing myself to go on dates just so
he can
when
find
like
a place
my
to live.
Family and people ask questions about like me, they're like,
"Are you on the apps like Tinder, Bumble?"
Yeah, I do that. Like, I'll go fuck every now and then, but I'm like, I really could. I'm so bored with it. I have no interest in another person.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I really don't.
You're really selling
you
yourself.
You say that's fair, but you want the exact opposite.
I do. I would love to be with somebody, but I'm too needy, and I'm bad with gay stuff.
Yeah, I understand.
What do you mean you're bad with gay stuff?
I'm bad with meeting gay men. Because, like, I mean, I can meet them on the app and then have sex all the time, but, like, I don't go to gay – I don't do gay things besides sleep with men. Like, I don't go to the gym when a lot of gay people go to the gym. I don't go clubbing because I think clubs are boring.
Yep.
I don't do cocaine.
So yes. West Hollywood's out.
Yeah,
that's all West Hollywood
is
a gym.
Yeah, exactly.
A coke-filled gym.
Correct. And I don't do any of those.
Are there like gay like
just hangout places?
Yeah, yeah, like regular bars.
I don't think so. Maybe. Like, I don't know where they are.
See, that would be a nice thing where it's just like, hey, all right, we're not doing the whole contest.
Yeah, we're not doing cocaine and meth.
I've been to – no, there's gay dive bars. I went to one in North Hollywood. It was rad.
Oh,
I went in there with a buddy of mine.
Rad?
No.
Oh, what was it called?
I don't remember the name of it. Oh, it was just me and a buddy were just looking for bars, and I was like, oh, let's just walk in here. And we walked in, and then he got served before I did. And then I was like, oh, that's weird. Okay. And then, like,
did
I didn't
say
get
that's
served. No.
What, did you hear that?
I said that was
well,
weird.
That's rape.
No. I don't have bangs, dude. I didn't say that.
I heard Ray. I don't know what you were going to say.
It was weird.
Oh, were you going to say rare?
No, I was going to say weird. Oh. I meant to say weird.
Rare, but then she said weird instead.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That was so funny to me.
Let's talk more about what Carmen was going to say.
I just want to play it back. Tyler, play it back.
Yeah, Tyler, do the thing.
Put it up on the Jumbotron. Let's see what happens.
Tyler's so high, I just scared him by saying his name. He looked up like, oh, fuck, I wasn't listening. Okay, so you got served second.
Yeah, yeah. Or no, he just served Sean and then left. It was so funny. I was like, oh, man.
And is then Sean cute?
Huh? Sean White.
Oh, Sean is cute.
Yeah,
so,
Sean
yeah,
is
yeah,
cute.
Yeah. Okay, well,
and
that makes sense.
And they were it, everybody in the bar was older dudes, yeah, and I didn't think anything of it because I just walk into a bar and order. Like I wasn't looking around.
Girl walks into a bar. Yeah. Bartender says,
and then Sean,
get out.
It was everything but that. But and then Sean gets me a drink, right? Yeah. And then gives it. And I was like, oh, it was like that was strange, right? Yeah. And I'm going in the back. There's like a pool table and stuff.
No,
and we're just gonna
room.
Go person. No, there's just an outhouse.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I was like, oh, that was weird. And he was like, oh, you didn't notice the televisions above the bar? And I was like, oh, no, I didn't look at them. And on them, it's just playing gay porn. The
really?
Whole time, hardcore gay porn. And I was like, oh, that's why. And I was like, well, I guess you're buying the next round, too.
That's hilarious.
I just thought of a scenario where being straight and going to a gay bar would make sense.
Okay.
Which is if you're in the rural South and you're a weirdo straight guy that rednecks would like harass.
Oh, see, that's fair.
You
okay.
know, if
yeah,
you're in the
yeah,
South.
Feel like
oh, that's like
would,
a safe
yeah.
haven
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're
to
you're
be
like,
strange.
Hey, I'm sorry, I'm straight, but rednecks just beat the shit out of me everywhere
yeah,
I
yeah.
go. I'm not here to fuck.
And then a bunch of gay people beat you up.
He just wears a t-shirt rednecks. That says not gay, just also gets yeah, beat yeah, up yeah. for being who I am.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, that's the one.
There's the caveat.
Okay, yeah, it's the one caviar.
Yeah.
I don't know words. Caviar, whatever.
I did have caviar stained teeth the other night.
Did you?
Yeah. Karma's like, what the fuck? We were doing a show in Oxnard, and she's like, what's all over your mouth? And I'm like, caviar.
Isn't that just fish eggs?
Yeah.
Gross.
But they,
but they're expensive fish eggs.
Yeah,
how
but
they
it was on sale at grocery outlet for $3.99. But ooh. They just crunch in your teeth in this way that's real satisfying.
I don't know if I'm gonna try that.
I just like the texture.
Gross. That's very gross.
He's very weird about texture. Is either no. You don't like the fucking smooth eggs.
In my salad.
I don't crunchy eggs.
I don't really like avocado. I think it's I don't think it's as great as it is.
That's the beautiful velvety loveliness.
Okay, well then I guess I'm just here by myself.
I mean,
you don't like the taste or you don't like
texture?
Like texture.
What about guacamole? Like if it's beat up?
Yeah.
You only like abused avocados.
Like roughed up avocados.
Now I'm just thinking of avocado legit getting beat up, which is a weird imagery in my head. But yeah, I fuck with guacamole. So maybe it's the sadness of it all.
Yeah.
That's what makes it taste better.
I don't like pickles either though, but I like kiwis. What am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing.
Kiwis. Kiwis and pickles ain't the same. You mean cucumbers?
Cucumbers, there it yeah. is. Guys, I don't know things. We all do this.
I don't like kiwis, but the pickles, once you put the pickle juice on it, it's good.
Cucumbers, yeah, cucumbers I think are good. I thought they're all phallic shaping and green. I thought they were all of the same family.
Dude, I'm just picturing an avocado getting beat by its wife. That's why they're so bruised when you pull the peel off. Pedazo de mierda! There's so many Latin
so
dudes
funny.
That get beat up and nobody cares about them. Yeah, that's dude. Good. That's the shit is like... I've been saying this for years. Latin women, we don't have as much to fear as these white chicks do that are real passive.
I just thought of something else.
What?
I hate if you're in a threesome. I know this is weird.
Instantly relatable premise.
Well, I mean, I've been in a
We've all been there. Go ahead.
If you're in a threesome and one of the dudes, I don't know if you guys are related because you guys are both straight, but if you're in a threesome and one of the dudes is like doing nothing, it's like, why are we having a threesome?
What does nothing mean?
Like
he's just watching you guys fuck?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, maybe he wants to be a voyeur. What's
wrong
with that?
I signed up for that. I signed up for two dicks.
You signed up for three people. You didn't specify.
No.
There's no disclaimer. You
yeah,
don't have a writer in there.
But I think it should be implied that if you want a threesome, it's because you want three dicks or two dicks or like the butts.
It depends on what you're doing in a threesome, but like,
yeah, what's like a run of the mill gay threesome? Like, is everybody taking turns getting spit roasted?
It depends on what you're doing. This particular,
is it getting confusing about which dick has been in an ass, and then you get it in your mouth, and you're like,
I mean, if anyone's clean, though, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
shit's never clean, even if you don't have AIDS.
I know, but I'm saying, but if everyone's cleaned out, I'm not having a threesome.
Oh, cleaned out, like,
anonymized. Yeah, I'm not having a threesome with rookies. Like, yeah.
One's a porn star, and one was the Postmates guy. Yeah.
Like, I'm not having threesomes with run of the mill. This is my first time. Ew, gross. I don't want to, like,
no. Scrubbed out.
I'm having threesomes with dudes who know how to have threesomes.
Yeah, so you can plug and play wherever. Yeah, it's all good.
It's fine. It's clean and
that seems wild.
Why?
Just like all the switcheroo that's going on in a male threesome.
It also just seems like the most fun conga line. You know what I mean? Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Yeah. Woo! I believe.
Now I want to have a threesome with that song playing. The next time I have a threesome, I'm going to make sure I have that song.
It's like playing with Legos.
Playing in the back.
It's really what it is.
You just try
to put them together the different ways possible.
They all fit. Yeah, with Legos, they all fit too, right?
Yeah, they all fit. There's no Legos that don't fit.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it, because if I'm having a threesome, my other dude just like laying on the bed, it's like, why? You didn't have to be here. You could have just.
Sure.
Why is he not doing
the switcheroo? Like, maybe he's watching you guys. You guys are the porn. He gets all aroused up and then wants to play.
I think we should all play together. Unless we specify beforehand, like, we're going to do this. But if we just said, hey, we're doing a threesome, I assume everyone's doing gay shit together.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, what if the him watching you guys fuck around is, like, his foreplay to then participate? You know what I'm saying? To participate later.
But if he doesn't participate at all, then...
Oh, he didn't participate at all? He was just there?
Yes!
No, dude. It was dumb. I thought you meant, like, he was just
maybe
there. And you're like, I didn't like when you watched that.
He was tie-tied.
He's just snoring next to you. Stupid boyfriend.
If it was a couple, then, yeah, that's happened before. Yeah. That happens in straight couples, too, where it's just a guy wants to watch the chick fuck another chick.
I've never been in a threesome.
Really?
No.
I've been in a few. This one was weird because it happened. This was recently, right before I went on tour. It was in the back of a U-Haul.
That's what best three threes. Three. Go ahead. Go on.
They had a mattress in the back of the U-Haul truck. They messaged me on Grindr, and so in my Grindr bio, I have like a cute bio. I'm like,
people are so debaucherous.
And then in my bio.
Jesus.
In my bio, I said I have a big dick. I'm a big dick, literally or figuratively. Only one word to find out, or whatever. Like cutesy, whatever. So they messaged me. He's like, hey, do you have a big dick? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, can I see it? So I showed him my picture of my dick. He's like, oh, do you want to hook up? I'm like, sure, why not? He's like, it's me and my boyfriend. Do you want to have a threesome? I'm like, oh, that sounds dope. Let's do it. And they're like, where? I thought we were going to his house. He's like, actually, we have this fantasy. And I want.
That's a fantasy.
Yeah. To get fucked in the
back
of
the fantasy
view.
Up, dude. What the fuck?
So did you recently move? Is that where this idea came from?
So I don't know what the fuck it was.
Two men in a truck, huh?
They had a mattress in the back of the U-Haul, and I'm like, you know what? It's Wednesday. Why not? So we fucked.
Was this in L.A.?
Yeah. It was in Baldwin Hills.
Was somebody driving around? Was there a fourth guy driving around?
No. So what happened was I parked my car. They're in a U-Haul, and they were so I like knocked twice. This is creepy as shit. And they open the U-Haul, and then they're just there naked. And I'm like, all right, and then we start fucking around. But I was in the person that we were both fucking the boyfriend, which would have been cool. Or we'd do other things, but it was literally just me fucking his boyfriend while he just like looked at me.
So this lazy threesome was the mattress U-Haul threesome that you're referring to.
Correct.
Wow.
So, I don't like if you're gonna invite me.
This is one thing I am jealous of gay dudes is it gets creepier and creepier, and the whole time you're like, I'm not gonna die. That's I'm so jealous of that. I'm so jealous. You could go into any fucking like you get to be as creepy as you possibly want to without having to worry about your life.
Pitch black in there?
What
wasn't it pitch black?
No, we had it like creaked open so there was some light and air.
Oh my goodness.
It wasn't just a van full of illegals or anything.
It was wild.
Nasty.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
It was kind of hot.
Look who's conservative now. That's nasty.
It was kind of hot, but it wasn't my thing.
Did the mattress have sheets on it?
No, is this a fucking
It was
mattress?
A bear mattress.
Oh,
mattress.
Come on.
What did you expect them to have, like, a duvet? Like, no, it was a
yeah. mattress.
If anybody
There's
was going to do it, I would assume a gay guy would do that. Decorate the whole room.
It was a U-Haul. It was a $19.99 U-Haul. Like, it wasn't like a fucking extravagant. It was a fucking U-Haul. The dude was hot, but it was just I just don't. It was weird because I thought we'd all be participating. That's what I signed up for when I heard three-way. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, so we're all just gonna
the
be.
Best three-ways are three single people. Anytime there's
that's
a couple,
it
it's always weird. Yeah, it's
in
always
retrospect,
weird.
Retrospect, that's probably what it was. The fact mm-hmm. that they were a couple, then he's yeah. like, I fuck this dude all the time. I don't care about fucking.
Yeah.
This. Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Because I did that. I did the couple three-way, and it's always strange. There's always yeah. a different dynamic
yeah,
where like it's like the whole you're coming into our world
see,
kind of
yeah,
thing. Where it's three
it.
Single people. It's just like we're all gonna fuck around and see what happens. That sounds more fun.
Yeah, that's probably.
And playful instead of like. Did you fuck her better or something? It's like, whoa, did I just start a divorce?
Yeah, yeah. So in retrospect, like, I'm only having threesomes with single men. So that's.
So no more threesomes because it sounds like you can't even find one single man.
Oh, that's so true. That's so alone.
Oh goodness, we got to do the gripe of the week. Are you ready?
Yes. What is the gripe of the week? Oh, do we get to pick it?
Yeah, we're going to pick one.
Yeah.
You've won Gripe of the Week before. Yeah. That was a Tim Dillon episode.
Was it Tim Dillon's episode?
Yeah. I don't remember. I think it was. Actually, now that I think about it, I think you were talking about straight dudes at gay bars.
Yeah. Good. I like Tim. I met him once. He's super nice.
I can't picture Tim in a gay bar at all.
He's just there like, oh, you fucking disgusting.
Does Tim date a lot? Or is he just
no,
out here? No.
No.
Mm-mm.
He's just out here fucking?
Mm-hmm. He's busy. You know what I mean?
I'm not busy at all. I wish I was busy. You text me, are you free at 1 p.m. on Sunday? Of course I am. Like, where else would I be? Delivering lemons to people who have lemons already?
Yeah. Wow.
I delivered lemons to a bitch with a lemon tree. In
what?
I delivered for Instacart. I
She's
delivered
like, yeah, but I
lemons.
Want Meyer lemons.
I delivered lemons to a bitch with a lemon tree.
That like, had lemons on it?
That had lemons on it. I was fucking livid.
Maybe they
so
weren't raped
upset.
Yet.
And I'm just looking at the tree, and I'm looking at her. I'm like, "What the fuck are we doing?"
Wow.
And she tipped me $10. So what are you gonna do?
Gripe of the week from Xavier Salinas.
Ooh, is he gay?
No.
Oh, it's a gay ass name.
It's just Spanish.
Okay,
that's all.
That's fair.
Why do Uber drivers think I want to talk while I'm wearing my headphones on?
Why do people think you want to talk in general, not just Uber drivers?
I know.
Just like homeless people.
Especially
because
like people.
Especially with big headphones.
That's what
like
I'm saying. When you have huge ass headphones, there is no subtlety about wearing these big ass phone things around your ears.
Even if it's not even plugged in, I just assume, oh, he's had a rough day. Like, even if it's not even plugged
he's
in.
He's just using the sound canceling part.
Yeah. Like,
dude, it's like you're at work. We're not hanging out. Shut up and drive me.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm in the entry level economy. I'm not like some fancy pants. You know what I mean?
Like, it's still also funny to be like, drive me, peasant, when you're still
not
in an Uber.
Peasant. Just do your job. Like,
I think
headphones
are a nice way of saying, motherfucker, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I think Uber drivers should take that. It's subtly like I drove Uber for years, and if someone came in with headphones, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not talking to this nigga. I just turn up my music and continue wherever the fuck we're going.
Yeah.
If you don't have headphones on, I could see how somebody would just you could just like.
Here's what I used to do when I drive Uber. I'd be like, hey, how are you doing? I'm good, man. And if they don't start a conversation, that's dope. We keep driving. If they're like, I'm good, man. How are you? Then we'll start conversating. If it builds naturally, but I'm not out here trying to force conversations. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk to y'all ass either.
I got into an Uber, and by the end of it, he was asking me to follow an Instagram for a food truck he was trying to start. Like he was trying to start.
I drove somebody, and he made me listen to his mixtape.
That happens so much here.
And I'm like, yeah. In my head, I'm thinking he's gonna play regular ass music. I gave him the auxiliary cord. He's like, yo, this album's fire. I'm like, oh, nigga, this is a 20 minute drive. I don't want to do this. And I had to listen to his terrible album for 20 minutes. And then he tried to sell me a copy. He had hard copies. He's like, you want one? I'm like, nah, I just listen for free.
That's
like, no.
A funny guerrilla marketing tactic. Is he's just only marketing
mind,
to Uber
like,
drivers?
Yeah.
In his mind, he's like, I'm hustling.
And it's no, like, you're annoying. No, you're not.
Grind, hashtag grind all day.
I'm
grind,
to your grind mom's hashtag. House right now. Like, you're not hustling.
I want to get Carrot Top to make me like some prop with two big hands going you like this in my ears that end with earplugs in them.
Instead of the arrow going through Steve Martin's head, it's just your fingers.
It's
in
like, do you get the message now? I have two cartoon fingers going into my ear holes.
It's just number one foam fingers that are stuck inside of your head.
That's a good gripe, Alejandro.
It's Xavier.
Oh, is it? I'm very racist. I'm sorry.
One of those Spanishy names.
One of them Spanish people.
Adam Murray's gripe of the week is
I forgot he's gonna listen to this. Now I feel like a terrible person. Can our gripe be Adam Murray? Can that just be okay. Edit that out. He drove me around when I was in Orlando. And I never gave him gas.
Oh my god. Adam Murray's gripe of the week is people that heckle because they think they're helping. If you need that much attention, just go become an Instagram model.
So white women is his gripe of the week. Yeah.
This is gripe every week. Yeah, I think we can be all
because white women are always doing that shit.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. Lately, my jokes have been so fucking shitty that the hecklers are helping me.
Oh. Thank God. Thank
what do they call that in sports? It's a rebuilding year? A year where you're...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rebuilding year?
Is that what it's called?
I would say that, but I don't know if it's ever been built.
It's a building year. We're building. I don't know. Maybe you can understand this. This is happening. What does that say?
This is happening to lots of my friends. Camping at Dick's Amphitheater is canceled. Fish shows.
Nigga,
I don't want to talk about fish shows. I don't know.
I don't even know what fish shows are.
I saw a fish live once. Who gives a fuck? People throw fucking glow sticks, and it's a cult that's very boring. They sound like Frank Zappa for children. The band sucks.
Oh, this is what it is. There's no camping at fish shows because the plague is threatening people, and there's like a ton of ferrets.
Good. Oh, so you can't camp now? No. Well, you can fucking go home.
Why are you camping at concerts?
Why are you camping if you have a house, you fucking asshole?
Well, and ferrets. That's the most interesting part is there's ferrets.
No, the plague is the most interesting part. We should talk about that. They should not announce the plague and let those motherfuckers camp there anyway and just get the...
die?
Yes.
Why do you hate...
Well, no, I don't want the plague to spread, though. From like unless they die at the campground.
Yeah, they'll die in the camp.
Okay, just quarantine the campground. Yeah, yeah. There just
it's
dies.
Like a refugee camp, but for jam bands.
I mean, we're doing that for little Mexican kids now. Yeah. So we might as well do it.
Might as well do it to fish fans. Fish is a band.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was. Honestly, I thought we were talking about.
It's a hippie
fishing.
Band that plays like 4-hour concerts.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Ew.
But wow, where are these fucking ferrets coming
from?
Who was
the person who said that?
That this gripe was from Andrew Gray.
Fuck Andrew Gray. Okay. I just wanted him to know that I don't like him as a person.
So it's just they can't
unless
camp.
He's cute. Is Andrew Gray cute?
I don't know. He doesn't seem like your type. Yeah, but.
See. Nope. So yeah. Fuck Andrew Gray.
Andrew not gay Gray.
Andrew not gay Gray and his stupid hippie band. I'm sorry, he's very nice and I love you.
Yeah. But what did a pet shop get loose? Like get robbed? Like where are all these fucking ferrets
where
coming
is
from?
It? What part of the country?
I like ferrets. I think they're cute.
Anybody I've ever known had a
Denver.
Ferret, their house
fans who plan
so
to camp during fish concerts near Denver are making other plans because of the plague, which is also threatening another sort of wildlife. Oh, maybe the plague is killing ferrets.
Oh, well, that's good.
Who gives a shit?
I mean, you don't like those either?
I love ferrets. No. I love Jesus. Ferrets, but I don't think we need them in the wild.
What? They regulate the rodents, bro.
Do they? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What's are there any other ones? Yeah. So far, that one sucks.
Let's see.
Just walking scarves.
Yeah. Oh. That's so terrible.
Why is this?
Hey, when you were a punk, were you like one of those annoying ones that like didn't let people wear fur and shit?
I mean, I didn't know anybody was wearing fur, but no, I was a vegan. I didn't wear fur. I didn't wear leather.
But you didn't like throw
vegan.
Red paint on people and shit, right?
No, those aren't punks.
Who are those? PETA
vegan.
People?
Yeah.
How long
like
were
PETA.
You a vegan?
Like 7 years.
And what happened? You just like
I got somebody.
He grew up.
I blacked out and
that sounds like you.
I was like coming out of it and I was leaving a train station and I got a hot dog from a vendor at a train station and I was like, this is who I am.
was delicious.
What a hot dog was story. A revelation.
Out of all the meat, you choose the worst one. Yeah.
Like, and then he's like, this is what I am. I'm a bunch of pig assholes.
Second place I ate meat at after that was Popeyes.
Oh, good. Good for
Hell
you.
Yeah.
In the Mission in San
Does
Francisco.
Does anything in Popeyes fuck you up?
It all fuck. It, I get
like,
diarrhea.
Like your stomach or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, I eat KFC more.
Really?
I know that's terrible because the colonel is probably a slave owner, but like I fuck with KFC. I like KFC.
I'm sure at the top of that conglomerate of either of them is some really bad old money.
Yeah.
So who cares?
And here's another thing that I hate, which is another tangent. I'm sorry. I hate people who are telling us, like, minorities that, oh, you have to buy, like, someone posted a list of things you have to boycott because, like, you have to boycott waffles because they support Trump. They slew all this stuff. I'm like, dude, I'm a gay black man. If I had to boycott every place that
you can afford,
like me,
yeah,
like motherfucker,
you're gonna starve, bitch. Yeah,
I'd just be eating lettuce sandwiches all day.
Yeah,
I can't afford like waffles.
But that's the other thing too.
Waffles is $7 for 28 things. Like, I can't
so many plates.
Yeah, like, I can't fucking like no. Like
half of that $7 goes to the dishwasher for all the goddamn plates they can be for everything.
Like I looked. At the list, I'm like, well, no, I love Waffle House. I love Popeyes.
But that's the thing is, it's
Publix.
Always people.
Like, no.
It's always more privileged people telling you that because they're not poor that they can they can boycott
it's
all
like,
these places because
no,
always support
shit. $8.
Yeah.
I need this. Yeah. I had Waffle House 7 times.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Also, nothing to me says go have some fucking children and start a family like boycotting something. Go start a family. God. Get tired. You're too awake.
I just can't. I can afford to boycott anyway, even if I felt a way about something.
You know what? I'm boycotting a lot of stuff just because I can't afford it.
Yeah, boycott Mercedes, guys. They're doing terrible things to the fucking
They're
clients.
German.
I also
Hate
can't
them.
Afford a Mercedes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to boycott it.
Ray Morales' gripe of the week is I had to ride the bus.
Is that your cousin?
No, we're not. No relation.
I'm sure somewhere along.
No, no.
Okay, he had to ride the bus.
Yeah.
What a privileged ass gripe of him. Like, oh no. What? Like what?
Yeah.
He said it was a
U-Haul, some bare mattresses.
I had to fucking do the U-Haul.
He was lucky to get
that.
Okay, I was gonna say you didn't have to do that.
Well, my dick wanted to. Yeah. I'm not gonna say no to the dick.
That was dick privilege, dude.
Wait, what was the gripe though? He rode the bus and what?
Did he get stabbed? Like something bad happened?
No, he said I had to ride the bus, and it's the first time I'm having to ride the public transportation in over a decade.
What a flex! What a fucking weird flex! I haven't had to ride a bus in 10 years. Okay, fucking
dude,
Bill Gates.
So what you're saying is your life has fallen apart?
Okay, Bill Gates, you don't have to ride a bus. I hate him. Is he cute though?
Did we just get into the Department of Social Services?
Because I'll vote for him if he's also cute. I like
dude, I've ridden the bus and. Seen teeth
on the
seat.
Okay.
Yeah. So
oh
like,
my God, really?
So it's like not, and I've met other people who've also seen teeth.
So wait, my question
on the
is,
bus.
Was
it's not
the
a
same
nice
bus?
Experience.
It was several.
The tooth fairy is in the back just throwing teeth. I don't need teeth. This is like an old drag
I only
queen.
Throw the bad ones. These meth heads won't stop trying to give me teeth. I don't got enough money for you, bitch.
That's so funny.
Just
That's
flyer.
A hilarious sketch. Just a meth head just like, I need money. And the tooth fairy like, we don't accept these. Only teeth from kids. From
We're
youth.
Only taking kid teeth, man.
You're 38. You shouldn't be losing your teeth at 38. But did anything bad happen to him on the bus or no?
He didn't
clarify.
What a fucking I hate him.
Okay.
Is he cute though?
I was pulling the bus sucks. Nobody likes the bus.
But it's like, that's not a gripe. Oh no, he can ride the bus. Like, no, like it's not.
I feel like regardless of what he looked like, you were gonna say that anyways.
Right.
If you had to ride the bus. Soon, recently, like in a week or two, you'd be like, "Oh my fucking!"
Oh,
God.
It sucks, but I don't think I would gripe about it. It's like it's a bus. Like unless something happened bad, like someone.
But that's
he didn't
what the
clarify.
Gripes are for. Whenever anybody gets into like sweeping social justice shit, it's like that's what are you gripe? No, this is what the gripes are about.
Yeah. What's the mild annoyances?
It's a gripe.
I know, but I want something bad to happen on the bus. Like, oh, I was riding the bus and someone tripped and spilled gravy on me. Okay, I get it. Gravy is delicious.
Well, that's what I asked him what happened.
That's what you would say. He's like, somebody spilled gravy. And you'd be like, well, lick your shirt. Some of us don't have gravy.
That's probably true. what?
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite?
Are
we got to go.
The only ones?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well, we got to go anyways.
Okay, you're right. So bus, motherfucker.
bus, the bus, the Uber driver with head done, the heckler that thinks they're helping, and the plague at the fish concert.
Okay, I'm gonna.
No, the one before that you liked. You said Alejandro had a good one.
Which
one?
It's not Xavier.
That's when I started to say Xavier, and I corrected it to Alejandro.
Which one was that? Was that the headphone
you liked,
one?
You liked? No, no, no.
Yeah, that's the Uber driver with the headphones.
That's Alejandro, right?
No, that's Xavier.
Well, I pick Xavier because I think because I agree with him. That is annoying.
It's a huge social cue.
Yeah, it's a social cue.
Quite literally and figuratively, don't talk to me. Yeah.
So I agree with him.
Okay.
And I love Adam Murray.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to give you that one.
Wait, this week's Gripe of the Week goes to Akeem Woods for saying, ugh, to Adam Murray.
We've actually never had the Gripe of the Week won by the guest. So. Xavier Salinas, you get Gripe of the Week for why do Uber drivers think I want to talk while I'm wearing my headphones? Tell everybody where to find you on the internet, Akeem.
Hello. You can find me at Akeem Woods, A-K-E-E-M, Woods, on Instagram and Facebook. If you're a cute dude, you can text me at 321-431.
No, don't put your number out there. What are you, crazy?
1-4-2-6. I gave my number at the last podcast, too. I'm so lonely right now. I don't get texted. 321-431-1426.
Stalk me, please.
That
I'm bored.
Is my number. Women, please don't text me. Unless you have a gay brother or cousin or something.
Oh, man. I suggested banning all women from comedy clubs on stage the other night.
I was there for that. That was
no, you weren't. It was in Huntington Beach.
Oh, you did it.
No, you did it in Oxnard, too. Oh.
Well, apparently it's a bit now.
You did it in Oxnard as well. You're like, I don't think women should be allowed at comedy clubs. Because that woman kept going, aww. I hate that. Oh, my God. I fucking hate that more than anything. I'd rather you boo me than, aww.
Like, when I'm like, I'm single. Aw, bitch, why are you on? You can't help in this situation.
I always tell them, I go, that feels like you just molested me.
Yeah. Oh.
I was like, that's an aw is like you're molesting a comedian.
It's so bad.
It's disgusting.
It's like, it just diminishes.
You make me feel dirty. Yeah. Don't fucking touch me with your sounds, fucking asshole. Guys, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube. Tell a friend about us. We are growing very lovelily. What's the word, Brian? We're growing very nicely, and we appreciate every single one of you for listening. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/nosirpod. Follow us on all the assorted social media at nosirpod, at Brian J. Vokey, at The Funny Carmen, at Akeem Woods, at Tyler Gizar, G-U-I-Z-A-R.
That's your name? Ooh, so fancy.
Did I spell it right?
No.
What is it?
G-U-I.
That's what I said, G-U-I-Z-A-R.
G-Y-Z-A-R.
G-Y. Bitch. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye bye.
Bye.
No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
What's the fucking matter? Break a stupid away.
What is the fucking matter? What is the fucking matter? What is the fucking matter?
What is the fucking matter? Break a stupid away.
I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
What is the fucking matter? What is stupid away?
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
What is the fucking matter? What are you, stupid away?
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.